Angry Nancy Pelosi blames Donald Trump for pro-life win, a cruel ruling. By Hannah Blow on June 24, 2022. An angry House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Friday blamed former President Donald Trump, as well as Republican leadership, for Friday's massive victory for life, deeming the Supreme Court ruling, which allows states to set their own laws on abortion, certainly saving countless lives, cruel and heart-wrenching. Today, the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved the GOP's dark and extreme goal of ripping away women's right to make their own reproductive health decisions, the 82-year-old Democrat said in a statement, blaming Trump, as well as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and the Republican Party, for making the pro-life victory a reality. Because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Party and their supermajority on the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers, Pelosi claimed. Radical Republicans are now charging ahead with their crusade to criminalize health freedom. Pelosi then claimed that Republicans in Congress are actively plotting a nationwide abortion ban. In the states, they want to arrest doctors offering reproductive care and women for terminating a pregnancy. GOP extremists are threatening to criminalize contraception, in vitro fertilization and post-miscarriage care, she said. A woman's fundamental health decisions are her own to make, in consultation with her doctor and her loved ones, not to be dictated by far-right politicians. While Republicans seek to punish and control women, Democrats will keep fighting ferociously to enshrine Roe v. Wade into law, she said. However, Pelosi failed to mention that the SCOTUS decision itself does not ban abortion nationwide. Rather, it simply kicks the decision back to the states, allowing each individual state to determine what limits should be set. So, hypothetically speaking, some states will be able to continue implementing pro-life legislation such as heartbeat bills, while blue states could set far looser restrictions. The point is, the decision will be left up to the state, not the federal government. This cruel ruling is outrageous and heart-wrenching, Pelosi added. But make no mistake, the rights of women and all Americans are on the ballot this November. Indeed, Pelosi makes a legitimate point in crediting Trump, as he nominated three of the justices who ultimately made this a reality: Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett.